just breathing together now. No tremendous effort required here because your awareness of the breath will probably translate into a deeper experiencing of the body, receiving the breath moving through the body. It will just naturally get deeper, softer. And your body and your mind and your nervous system now, they all remember this. These moments that we take together. And so the nervous system unravels very rapidly now at these intersections, these nodal points where we all come together. Whenever this is in your now moment, you are with me and I am with you. And we are joined by every single one in this group that is a part of this group configuration. Every single person who will ever listen to this. Hallelujah. They are all here right now with you. And so now we say, breathing together. Ah, you feel that now. How many of us there are joining together. Presence and love and frequency and attention and intention and love, love, always love. Now feel the body relax into this. Feel the nervous system unravel, uncoil, loosen and lengthen. Breath undulating through the system as though you were a precious instrument. And breath and light and love and spaciousness and harmony and potential, they just undulate through you. And your unique vibrational signature, Master, it just begins to expand, yes, and almost more importantly, it begins to clarify. We are in another little bit of a lull. When I was very little, apparently, I don't know if I actually remember this, but my mom tells a story that I used to be up all night and not want to sleep. Or sleep during the day and be up all night. So she would try to keep me awake. And so one of the ways she would do it is when she would notice me starting to fall asleep, all snuggled up in my little cradly chair thing that babies sleep in or sit in. So she would say to me, Cassie, don't go sleeps. Don't go to sleep. Stay awake. We are in a lull now, a little bit. Stay present. There is an aspect of mastery training, which is probably the one that we more commonly, let's say, would associate with mastery training, where can I rise into my master self and respond with mastery and choose and love and forgive from the heart of mastery when things are rough, when shit is really going down? Can I rise into that and hold that alignment? Absolutely, a part of that mastery training is that there is another part of mastery training, can I hold the purity and the clarity of that alignment when I'm in a lull? It's actually very important to hold your alignment now, to not get lulled into the idea that, oh, perhaps I can do this, eat this, smoke this, drink this, check out, slack off. And I know that the human aspect does not want to hear this. And we're certainly not advocating for some kind of West Point alignment of the human aspect. But I promise you, the greater soul consciousness aspect of you longs for an alignment with those highest aspects of its true nature. It longs to choose in that alignment, to step each footfall, each choice, each bundle of information that you're going to interact with or take into the body. And that it is uncomfortable to be out of that alignment. Even though we are in a bit of a lull, it matters what you choose. Don't go Zeebs. And there is a difference, of course, between resting, because this has come up several times now. If you've been tuning in for a while, the idea of rest and the need for rest and the nurturing that is in that experience of rest. And there's a difference, of course, between rest and what we call falling back asleep. Now, we could say very simply, very easily, that if you're listening to this, there's probably no chance that you can, quote-unquote, fall back asleep for any significant period of time. It is simply that we might wobble a little, We might go unconscious a little bit. And simply have to then correct, as it were. Stay aware just because from a macrocosmic standpoint it looks sometimes like there isn't much going on, although there is of course just little pockets of things going on all over the world and the world lens that we are presented with anyway. There is a lot going on a lot of levels. Stay aware. That doesn't mean we have to gobble up huge swaths of information. The awareness that we're talking about is more... It is a mental awareness, but combined with your discernment filters. It is a sensing awareness. Keep your discernment on high. Energetics are going to arise, energy bundles, potentials, opportunities. They're going to present themselves to you. And remember, that which is not beneficial, that which is not a high vibrational energy bundle, is not always going to present itself. Revealing its true nature, i.e. something that's low vibrational and not very beneficial, not going to help you, not going to feel good, be good. It's very rarely going to present itself in that way. Be aware. And even arising within our own being, our own consciousness, the voice that goes, "Oh, you've been really good. Just treat yourself." You deserve it, right? When, of course, the energetic or the pattern or the energy bundle, that little aspect of your being is coaxing you to re-engage with, is actually... It's not beneficial. It's not alignment. It is not supportive of an intention to rise and expand into an alignment with your mastery aspect. And to live that and express that and choose from that place. Alchemizing now. Remember, we've got the power of many. There are many with us right now, with you. Even just as this group configuration, let alone, as I say before, that this group configuration of ours, it represents one nodal point on this vast and magnificent grid of light and frequency and information and energy that you can imagine enfolds the planet. We are one nodal point. But within that, there's tremendous power, and so we say this right now, relative to you. Right now, you are alchemizing the aspect of your human consciousness, your human construct. That is trying to tell you that doing something that is out of your higher alignment is somehow a treat, a benefit, a reward. Notice the small ways, the subtle ways in which you are being invited to reconnect with lower vibrational patterns, substances. And this is probably not a big thing, yeah, but there's little threads. There are going to be little threads. And sometimes the best we can do is just notice. That's it. Ah, yeah, here I go again. And we re-engage. It's okay. Just notice, don't fall asleep. There was a second message. And this has to do with our bodies plugging into the earth grids. Honoring where you are right now on the earth grids. Some of you have changed recently, even if it was a small move, a move across town, as it were. There is great perfection in where you are. The bodies are so connected to the body and the grids of the electrical systems of the planet that if we are clear and pure in our alignment, we become like little acupuncture needles. Holding points, assisting, co-creating with the energies of nature and the consciousness of the earth, anchoring frequencies, opening portals. Now remember, this is not happening necessarily, it's not our human aspect out there doing work and opening portals and things like that. It goes beyond that a little bit. You, as an embodiment of Source incarnate, of love incarnate, of light in your spectacular configuration incarnate on this planet, that is just moving energies, alchemizing energies. The human aspect doesn't have to do anything. We might feel moved to do rituals or place our hands on the earth or on a tree or a forehead to the tree, whatever that is. And that's all perfect. But just know, even just you, if you are in probably in your home right now, you are anchoring a point on these earth grids. And wherever you are right now, just shift your awareness to and you're tuning to nature right now. Even if you are in an apartment building right now, shift your awareness and therefore your sensing and tuning to trees, and soil. Powerful root system, which with the fungi and the mycelium, the consciousness and the microbiome, it is moving information and love and frequency and nurturing. This powerful web of communication all over the planet. Just sense that. And the organic structure and consciousness of your physical body is going to quite effortlessly tune to that. Remember, the man-made frequencies that we are being bombarded with, especially in cities, that the physical body is being bombarded with, they are not natural organic frequencies for the body to deal with. The bodies are incredibly adaptable. God bless them. They're Herculean in their ability to adapt and withstand. But these frequencies are not natural and organic to them. So if you give the body consciousness and the cells the opportunity to reconnect to, very consciously, very directly, of course, is optimal, meaning to be out in nature, placing hands or feet on the earth or the living beings of nature. The system will so effortlessly come into a more coherent pattern. Energy flows. Structure and function. Get your body tuned to nature. The this will help with your discernment as well, as your body consciousness will give you the, let's say, messages, the feeling, the sensing of what is beneficial for you, what is supportive of you and your expansion path, your alignment with your highest aspects, with your source aspects, what is supportive of that and what is not. Your body will be able to tell you when it is not all befuddled and obfuscated with the damped down frequencies, the artificially generated frequencies. So enjoy the little bit of a lull. Stay alert. Notice. Choose. Even if little sticking points arise, know that you are alchemizing this, and know that you've got all of us behind you, with you, supporting us, alchemizing our own stuff that you are helping us with. It all fits together so perfectly.